Scenes from a Walgreens on Valentine's Day. It was 8:15 p.m., a busy hour on a busy night for restaurants, but all was quiet at Walgreens, where I stood at checkout with a bottle of wine I had judiciously paired with a can of Progresso soup. A young man of about 25 to 30 walked in hurriedly, looked into a nearly empty bucket by the door, and behind pleading eyes he asked, "Are these the only flowers left?" The cashier and I regarded him with sympathy. "Last minute gets last pick," the cashier said. The younger man shrank a foot in height and departed, probably to try his luck at Walmart if he had not been there already, or a gas station. You can't tell most young men anything. Otherwise, I might have suggested that with some creative imagination, a Walgreens on a Friday night offered ample ingredients for something thoughtful, even if assembled late. Depending on which survey you believe, Americans like Valentine's Day more than Christmas, yet 30% of us would be happy to forget it altogether. In either case, the notion of a day to celebrate love, affection, and eros seems to be popular, while opting out still remains an option. It takes its place beside Christmas as a consumerist event, with the National Retail Federation projecting Americans would spend $27.4 billion on their Valentines this year. And there is a marketplace ready for people with crammed schedules and a bit of room left on their credit cards. The legends of Valentine's Day are historically somewhat tenuous. Its connection to the gory rites of Lupercalia in ancient Rome, with its sacrifices of goats and puppies, followed by whipping people with strips of fresh goat hide, seems to please our imaginations, possibly because we don't have outlets like that. The legend of women putting their names into earthen jars to be selected by lottery for coupling may have been fabricated. And as for St. Valentine, and the true reason Pope Gelasius declared the feast day for him, well, we have more legends and disputed connections than any historical certainty. The problem is not so much the commercialization of love and sex as this pseudo-bureaucratic pressure to comply. This is not necessarily a true expression of love and intimacy, which can be explored in solitude as well as in a relationship, by the way. So where does Valentine's Day come from? Heck if we know. Much like love. And we retain the option not to buy into the hype, to explore our feelings adventurously and take stock of our relationships on our own terms. With the Weekly Desert Sage Commentary, I'm Algernon Damassa.